As I told those of you who were here last week, I'm not reading a scripture. I'm using it in the context of my message for, through the summer. And it has been an enlightening exercise for me, pondering the questions of Jesus, which is what we are going to be exploring as my theme through the summer. What's the question? What does Jesus ask? For we can take these questions to unexpected and unexplored places when we take a look at them. And that's no different when I started to work on and ponder this week's question. First, I want to give you some background to the question. On the night that Jesus was betrayed and tried in front of the religious leaders, Jesus took his disciples to across the valley from Jerusalem, the Kidron Valley, across to the other side, the Mount of Olives, at the base of which is the Garden of Gethsemane, with lots of olive trees, quite a large garden, where a lot of pilgrims stayed when they were coming for festivals. And so Jesus goes with his disciples after the meal to this Garden of Gethsemane, and there he says to his closest disciples, "I'm just going a little ways off. Please stay here, and please stay awake and pray while I go off and pray." And Jesus goes off and fervently prays that if it were possible, that what was about to happen not happen, if God could take that away. And he is praying so hard, it says, that it looks like he's sweating blood. After he's done praying, he goes back to his disciples, and what's happened? They fell asleep. He specifically asked them to stay awake. But they're tired. They're afraid. They're anxious and worn out. Jesus had already warned them that he was going to die. And sometimes when we are so tired that we can't think anymore and we need to tune out for a little while, we take a break, a mental break sometimes, or curl up and sleep for hours. So the disciples are very tired. Nevertheless, Jesus, understanding this even, when he sees them and he comes upon them sleeping, he says this. This is our question for today. Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? What Jesus really seems to be asking is, why, when I really needed you to pray with me, were you sleeping? Why, when everything you thought you knew and could count on is going to change in these next moments and hours, why are you sleeping? Why, when the world is about to fall apart all around you, are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? It's a good question. There are so many things in this world that need our attention. It is difficult not to be anxious and exhausted and concerned. And we'd rather just sleep. Shut down our minds to all of these things and ignore all that is going on, both in our own lives and in the world. And we could do that. Most of us do it in some way. But it's not helpful in the long run to sleep. To sleep is to push further down the road the consequences, which are likely to be more severe if we sleep. Jesus' response to them when he found them sleeping was this: "Wake up and pray that you will not be tested." Wake up! Wake up, because things are happening that will put you to the test if you do not pay attention to them right now. We all live in various states of sleep, reluctant to wake up to a reality that we really don't want to see and we particularly don't want to address. Just like the disciples, we don't want to face what we know is coming. We'd rather sleep. Pretend that everything is well, even when we know that not all is well. In order to be whole and responsive to the Spirit's movement in our lives, we will have to wake up to reality and face it. Maybe it's a personal situation that we really know we need to deal with, an issue we haven't resolved or don't want to look at, perhaps a relationship that is troubling, an addictive behavior that we struggle to handle, financial irresponsibility or extreme debt. Maybe we refuse to acknowledge that we need to change our circumstances or downsize what we have or leave a job or move. Could be our health or habits or attitudes that need to change. Whatever it is, God, Jesus asks, why are you sleeping? Why are we sleeping? Well, for one thing, it's our nature at times to sleep when we don't want to deal with something. Some people are better at it than others, either sleeping or dealing with things. And there are some things that we don't necessarily need to deal with. They're either somebody else's to deal with, or they will go away with time and they don't impact our lives significantly. But it's those niggling little things in our lives that prevent us from being healthy and whole that challenge us to wake up. What is preventing us from being our best? And if we don't deal with them, we can be sure that they will test us over and over again until we wake up and deal with them. What is that thing in your life? Why are you sleeping? And are you prepared to wake up? There is another area where we also sleep. These are the things that are going on in the world that are in some ways more challenging and less solvable. Nevertheless, we cannot sleep and must wake up to them if the world is to see any healing or wholeness. These are the issues of homelessness, addictions, climate change, overconsumption, inequality, injustice, oppression, and hopelessness. People are suffering on a global scale with so many issues. And when we do not wake up to the troubles in our world, we cannot be part of the solution. We cannot stay asleep and pretend that everything will eventually get sorted out and things will get better if we leave the fixing to somebody else or even to God. We cannot do something about everything, but we can be awake and aware and do something because the testing has already started in all of these cases, and our future and the next generation's future depend on us being awake, being aware of what's going on in the world. Richard Rohr defines contemplation as meeting all the reality I can bear. Meeting all of the reality I can bear. We in the church need to be these kind of contemplatives in the world, facing reality as it is. Wake up, Jesus says, and meet reality. Pray that you won't be tested. And of course we will be. Reality itself tests us. Here's the question, though. Will we be honest, courageous, kind, loving, and generous in the face of the challenges, or will we go to sleep? Life, our lives, and the lives of others depend on our answer to this question. Will we wake up, or will we just go back to sleep? It's harder to face reality most days than to go on as if there are not challenges that need to be addressed. This, though, by staying asleep, is the way we got here, by not being aware in the first place. Why are you sleeping? Why are we sleeping? If we can answer this question, then we can perhaps take the next step towards facing our reality. This is the start of doing something about it. Wake up, Jesus says, because lives truly do hang in the balance. Let's just take a moment for reflection. Where and perhaps why are we sleeping? And are we ready to wake up?